Gazzola joins us. Tommy, how you doing?
Greg's, I spent the morning on a golf shoot, so I'm doing great. I'm actually in studio right now, right across from Walker Post Game Ranger right now. He just waved at me. Very nice.
Nice. What were you doing a golf shoot on? And how many takes did it get you to land it on the green?
Actually, we were out at Silver Sands, and the feature's in the bag. I took over for Dusty this year, and we played a par 5, 600-yard hole, the 12th hole at Silver Sands, and I actually did all right on it. I might have had to have taken an extra tee shot, but I parred it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. With an extra tee shot, though.
Yes, so yes. Not really, so, no, not, I didn't.
The cats call it a par. I took a mulligan and then I got a par. What kind of score sheet is that? That's terrible. Basically, you got a double.
Yeah, basically a double. Yeah, it's built on a foundation of lies, my golf game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's fair. Yeah. At least you're being honest. What's your expectation of the Elks?
I expect them to win a home game. That's just, we're going to start there. I expect the defense to be better with Chris Jones basically doing a whole house cleaning type of thing, which he's prone to do and has done multiple times now in his CFL coaching career. And the offense is the huge question mark for me. I mean, Greg's, let's not kid ourselves too. I bet that the special teams will probably be better. I mean, they couldn't get any worse than last year. That was painful. If you're an Elks fan watching them on both sides of special teams, just not good. Not good. So a little bit of like healthy growth and the makeover of this roster and the team and the mindset will probably kick in midway through the season. But, you know, 6 wins, I think, is not unreasonable, Greg. I think that's fair. And a couple wins at home, you have to win a couple of games at home. Like, that is debilitating to the fan base when you don't win a game at Commonwealth all year. I know it was a shortened season, but still.
Tommy, I know you're a huge golf guy. We've got the RBC going on in Canada today. But, you know, also the LIV tournament started, their first one. And I'm curious your thoughts on, do you think it has staying power?
With the names that it's getting right now, that might go a long way. And you know, you see Dustin Johnson resign his PGA Tour card and step away from the PGA Tour to go in the LIV Tour. And that's to me, that's huge. I know DeChambeau left. Phil is Phil. And he's got a lifetime PGA Tour membership with his 45 wins and all of that. But Greg's like, this is, and I wonder if 99 talked to DJ and said, well, you know, back in 1971, there was Bobby Hull left the NHL to go to the WHA, signed a huge ticket, and, you know, the rest was history. And then eventually they merged again 9 years later and all of that. I wonder if he told the story to DJ about Bobby Hull, and I don't know if that maybe motivated his decision, but $125 million goes a long way too. But Greg's, with the names that are now starting to cross over to the LIV Tour, I do think it might actually have staying power. We'll see how the audiences are TV-wise and who shows up to go watch these guys. But, man, they've grabbed some really good players in the prime of their careers.
Yeah. Now, Dustin Johnson, you know, he lost his partnership with RBC,
mm-hmm.
right? They terminated his sponsorship deal right away. But I don't think it was $125 million. I have no idea how much it was, right? But like Johnson, it's interesting because Johnson's arguably the best golfer in the world right now.
Yep.
Right. It's easy for me to see how guys like Lee Westwood and Phil Mickelson later in their career, why they're going. I get it. If they're like getting we can play fewer tournaments, we get guaranteed money, why wouldn't I go?
Yep.
Right. Now, I shouldn't say that because you have to weigh your morals to decide if it's worth it for you to go to a tour that's backed by Saudi Arabia, which
yep.
doesn't have a real great track record of human rights. So let's just say, so it's not just as simple about the money. There's obviously a moral decision that people are going to have to make. Some are going to do it, obviously, others won't. But from a financial standpoint right now, like, I'm not sure, like, what does the PGA offer other than, do they offer maybe overall better quality of play to start?
Yep.
But the PGA doesn't control the Masters. It doesn't control the U.S. Open. It doesn't control the British Open, right? The Open Championship.
Right.
So, in theory, the players could play in those and play on the LIV tournament.
Yep.
Like, my goodness, that might be the best deal for them. So I make more money, I play less. Sign me up.
And this isn't like the PGA too. Like the guys on the lower levels, they're not getting sponsor exemptions all the time. They're paying their way. They've got to take care of their caddies, and they're barely making the type of money that, you know, the majority of the PGA players are, and not even anywhere close to what the top end guys are making. And I know that there's probably some element of prestige, and I know the PGA in that letter that Jay Monahan wrote, you know, he talked about Arnie, Jack, and Tiger, you know, as part of the DNA of the PGA. Like, I understand that, but if you've got this caliber of player in like a Dustin Johnson, you got Louis Oosthuizen, who's always in the mix, you've got a guy like Martin Keimer, who's always, you know, relatively pretty good. Kevin Na, nice up-and-comer. Like, you've got good players. Sergio Garcia, I know he's been on the tour, feels like forever, but these are names. And if you got them leaving because they don't necessarily like what the PGA is doing, or they see that there's more light, the grass is greener on the other side with this LIV tour, and they can get it past, or it doesn't bother them, and they can get past the whole issues with the Saudi-backed money and all of that, which is, you know what, for me, it personally, it would be a dilemma. Like, I'd be like, well, these guys are shady as hell. I don't know if I want to go there, but obviously the allure to some of these guys, big-name guys, is enough that they could say, you know what, PGA, take your prestige, and you can hang on to it. I'm going to go make a ton of money playing against a weaker field for a little bit, and I'll resign my card. And who's to say that at some point they don't get it back if this LIV Tour falls apart? But LIV Tour is off to a good start here.
I like this one. Hey, guys, find another sport where a star bowls with some B-league because he can make more. Well, can you name the league that rivals the NFL? Are there guys getting paid as much to play the NFL anywhere?
Right.
Are there leagues where you're getting paid as much to play in the NBA? No, there isn't. That's the difference. Right? That's the difference. So you can't compare because there's no comparison. Right? There's no upstart league that comes in and says, oh, here you go. Here's guaranteed. What did Johnson get? $125 million?
Yes.
That's guaranteed. Name another league that's – you're not getting $125 guaranteed to be in the NFL. So how can anyone try to make a comparison? Like, this is really unprecedented. Now, how long it lasts remains to be seen.
Right.
But it's like when the USFL and these other leagues, you know, started up, they weren't doing this, right? Like, this has really not happened when you have somebody come in and can outpay what the top league is currently paying you.
Yeah. And these, like, on the Saudi side of things, Greg, these guys love – it sounds like they love the accoutrement of being ridiculously rich. So I'm sure they're dialed into some really high-end sponsors. I'm sure that they'll be able to bring those in and help kind of allure more of these players, because the sponsorship money will probably be really good. Money finds money. It's a fact of life. And these guys... They're going to take it. They're going to take it. And there was a meme, Greg. So here's another one for kind of some perspective. $125 million guaranteed for DJ, right, with this contract. $121 million in career earnings from tour victories for Tiger.
Yeah, but then there's the sponsorship stuff, right? Because, right, like that. So when you just tour winnings are one thing for Tiger, but his winnings led him to, like, I don't know how many other millions,
like a billion
and millions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
So if, like, Dustin Johnson might be getting this money, but is it, like, because I think some, definitely corporations in North America aren't going to be sponsoring him, right?
No.
Just because I think the human rights connection.
That, yes.
You know, it was easy for RBC to pull out. They're obviously a pretty big sponsor in the PGA. But there, you know, there's the morality of it, and that's valid. I totally understand it.
Same.
But everybody's going to have their own moral compass. Some players are not going to go because of it, and others like Dustin Johnson and Mickelson and these guys are going.
Yep.
And And here's the thing, Tom, the longer it goes and it looks like it's not just a, you know, a fraudulent thing that's going to be a 1 year, you know, kind of a one hit wonder. Other players will be like, oh, geez, is my moral compass as strong as I thought it was? That's going to be the fascinating part for me to watch.
Yep. And if it has success off the hop, and if the big guys that have crossed over now promote it and like it, they're going to drag their friends over as well. Easily. You watch.
Yeah. So it'll be an interesting one to see for a variety of reasons, from, you know, the morality of it, because of Saudi Arabia, to the finances, do they have the bottomless pit of money? They probably do.
Yeah.
That's what the scary part is. Like, yep. I don't think their oil's suddenly drying up in Saudi Arabia, right, in the next few years. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what's the quality of play, right? That's going to be the other factor.
Yep.
Right? So it'll be, it's an interesting one because some people will say, hey, change is good. Does this force the PGA to do things a little bit differently? We'll see. We'll see. Tommy, you have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Greg. Looking forward to it.